Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. We've already celebrated her 20th anniversary with us. She's well into her 21st year as a great member of our brain trust. Don't know what we'd do without her. She is the tax mama. She's the syndicated columnist all over the place. She's the author of important books on business taxes, like her new one, Deduct Everything. And she's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. It is so good to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. We love having you on the show.
Especially on a day like this, the last filing day.
The 15th. It's the 15th. Folks, I love the cartoon or joke I saw one time where the woman rushed into the post office at 11:30 on the night of the 15th, and she asked the person in the post office, is it too late to file my form, my tax return? This was obviously a long time ago. And he said, no, it's not. She says, oh, good. Where are the forms? 11:30 on the 15th, right? That's talk about putting it off to the last minute. So this is the day that is absolutely the drop dead date, right, Eva?
This is the drop dead date for everybody except those people who have been unfortunate enough or fortunate enough to be in a disaster
right,
area.
One of the disaster folks, yeah.
Yeah.
How long are they extending those people? Because that's a lot of – there are people listening in those regions right now. How long do they have extended?
Well, those in California who had all of the wildfires,
right,
they have until November 30th.
All right.
Hurricane Florence in South Carolina and related areas until January 31st. And the latest victims, Michael, have until February 28th to sort things
good
out.
Good for them.
And get their
good for the IRS for giving those people extra time.
Yeah. Now, the good news is it doesn't just apply to the income tax returns. That applies to the payroll tax returns and to payments that are due, like extension payments and payroll payments and so forth. So those things will avoid late filing penalties and late payment penalties as well. So that's the good news for them.
Good. But if you aren't in that category, today's the day. If you and it isn't you it is even your day today if you didn't file an extension. If you're out there, if you're out there, you know, in Never Never Land, having not done anything, then that's a whole other story. Hope you have a good lawyer. But today is the day. If you file an extension, which I've always done, I had this conversation with somebody a week ago, and he said this was the first time he'd filed an extension. And I said, I've been doing them since the 70s, nonstop. It never occurred to me not to do an extension. That's just automatic. Back when you'd go to the IRS office and get an extension form. And you had to explain yourself. And mail it in and
you
hope you got approved.
You have to have a reason.
And wait for an approval in those days. But anyway, it's today's the day. This is the fulfillment of your personal extension. We're beyond the days for the corporate returns, right?
Right. Corporate returns. Well, S corporation partnership returns are over. Corporate returns, the 1120, are also due today. So
C corps and personal.
We switched around filing deadlines.
Right. Which I still don't understand or why, but regardless, most small businesses are pass through entities. And whatever we've already done with our business is rolling into our personal, and that's due today, last day.
Right. And if you aren't ready yet, if you still aren't sure exactly what, you know, how to finish, don't worry about it. Just finish. Make good estimates, reasonable estimates, and if you're using estimates, explain how you arrived at them. I would recommend using a disclosure form. There's a form 8275 you can attach to the return to explain that you have it, you've used an estimate and why.
Right.
And then you have 3 years to fix that. You can amend the return.
Just file. Get yourself recorded. Let them know you're still alive and you're kicking and trying to do the best you can and fix it later, right?
Right, because you'll save 25% in late filing penalties.
There you go. Quick break, right back with Eva Rosenberg. More to come after these messages, more tax planning and some news about the new tax law. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.